Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2. Paul wrote, "You've heard me teach things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Now teach these truths to other trustworthy people who will be able to pass them on to others." Every sensible organization needs to reflect on its succession planning. Leaders come and go, and it's important to think carefully about how potential new leaders are identified, trained, and appointed. This was Paul's concern in this verse. He had trusted his young friend Timothy to teach the Christian truths, but Timothy, in turn, needed to look out for people to whom he could entrust this responsibility. The truths of the faith needed to be placed in the hands of trustworthy people who could be relied upon to pass them on faithfully to others. The key word is trustworthy. I've interviewed many people over the years, and however brilliant a person's qualifications, the most crucial question is whether they can be trusted. A person who cannot be trusted is, frankly, dangerous. They may be incredibly gifted and qualified, but if you never know whether they're going to turn up or not, or respond to your emails, you'd be much better off without them. Trustworthiness is so crucial that we need to do everything we can to encourage it. This begins by taking the step of faith and trusting someone to do a job. Because it's a step of faith, there is the real possibility that they'll fail. It can take some courage to ask someone to do something for the first time, but if we don't, they'll never grow. We must pray that through encouragement, support, they will do really well and then be in a position to take more and more responsibility. I thank God for those brave people who trusted me to do jobs when I was a teenager and who then gave me loads of encouragement. That process of trusting and encouraging is absolutely crucial to any church, and Paul knew it. So let me ask you this really important question. What are you doing to make sure that the gospel is passed on to trustworthy people? And now let's pray together. Lord God, help us to be willing to trust other people and to encourage them in the work that they do. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.